Welcome to the Baseball Analysis Podcast, coverage for games on June 15, 2022. If you enjoy the show, share it with a friend, subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. Leave some feedback at baseballanalysispod@gmail.com if you wish. Today we're going to do deep dives on Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and how he seems to hit a home run just almost every game. Spencer Strider, who posted a season high of 11 strikeouts last night. And Esteyuri Ruiz, who is crushing it in his first 8 games at AAA ball. With that, let's go ahead and dive into the leaderboards on the 15th. And first for top exit velocity is Vladimir Guerrero at 115.7 miles per hour. He holds this 2 and 3 spots, finishing off at 114.8 miles per hour. Teoscar Hernandez is in 4th at 114.1, and Rafael Devers in 5th at 112.8 miles per hour. Teoscar Hernandez has the furthest bomb on the day at 461 feet. Luke Voit is in 2nd at 452 feet. Ahmed Rosario is in 3rd at 447 feet. Vladimir Guerrero in 4th at 443. Martin Maldonado in 5th at 442 feet. Top pitch velocity goes to Yoan Duran in 1st at 101.3 miles per hour. Yoan Duran's in 2nd at 100.9. Spencer Strider is in 3rd at 100.9 miles per hour. Emmanuel Clase in 4th at 100.7. Spencer Strider in 5th at 100.6. Spencer Strider also has the most swing and misses on the night with a count of 24. Luis Garcia comes in 2nd with a count of 19. Then Jose Berrios in 3rd at 18. Moving on to Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who if you watch him play, you're probably going to see him hit a home run. Last night in the Blue Jays 7-6 win over the Orioles in Toronto, Guerrero went 4-for-5 with 1 home run, 2 RBIs, 3 runs scored, bringing his average to .271 on the year, his OPS to .866, 3 hard hit balls for him on the night, which topped the leaderboards for top exit velocity. It's very impressive. In his last 10 games, he has been heating up once again. 15 hits and 47 plate appearances, 4 home runs, 10 runs scored, 10 RBIs, a walk rate of 8.5%, K rate of just 12.8%, averaging .357, slugging .667, the weighted on base average of .467, and a WRC plus of .209. In the 10 games before that, he was batting .231, slugging .667, with 5 home runs, 7 runs scored, 8 RBIs, weighted on base average of .399, and a WRC plus of .162. K rate was also much higher from May 24th to June 4th. So Vlad Jr.'s having a great June thus far. He's in the 98th percentile for average exit velocity on the year so far. And he's also in the 98th percentile for hard hit percentage. 99th percentile for max exit velocity. So one of the hardest hitters in the game right now. 84th percentile in terms of barrel rate. It's a great sign. With 262 plate appearances on the year, Vlad Jr. has 16 home runs, averaging .271, slugging .511 with a weighted on base average of .370, a WRC plus of .141, and a WAR of 1.4. Keep it up, Vlad Jr. Moving on to Spencer Strider, who ended up getting the win in the Braves 8-2 win over the Nationals in Washington last night. Strider ended up pitching 5.2 innings, giving up just one hit, which was a home run, 2 earned runs, and 2 walks, but posted 11 strikeouts on the night. He had a ground ball rate of 50%, which is awesome, up from his previous games besides his outing in Colorado where his ground ball rate was 77.8%. Good signs all around, especially as he's picking up more innings, definitely solidifying himself as a starter in the Braves rotation. Through 44 innings pitched, Strider has just 12 earned runs, 2 home runs given up, 21 walks, 68 strikeouts, a win-loss record of 3-2, an ERA of 2.45, and a WAR of 1.3 on the year. He's tied with AJ Minter and just behind Kyle Wright for WAR leaders on the Braves pitching staff. Strider is currently mixing up his pitches, throwing a fastball 69% of the time, averaging 98 miles per hour. Slider 25% of the time, averaging 85 miles per hour, which is a huge discrepancy and is giving him a real edge. His changeup, he's throwing 5% of the time at 88 miles per hour on average. He is in the top 1% of the league for K rate, with a ridiculous K rate sitting at 38.6% on the year. His walk rate is at 11.9%, ground ball rate 40.2%. Last night is a great sign for the 23-year-old Strider, pitching his career high of 11 strikeouts and only having two hard hit balls against him on the night. He's doing well, so keep it up, Strider. Next is Esteyuri Ruiz, who I covered recently on the podcast. I think it was June 6th, so about 10 days ago. Since then, he was brought up to San Diego Padres AAA affiliate team, the El Paso Chihuahuas, where he has been crushing it in the 8 games he's played. Last night in the Chihuahuas 11-4 win over Las Vegas, 2-for-5 with 1 home run, 3 runs scored, 1 RBI, and a walk. In his 8 games played at AAA, he has 15 hits and 40 plate appearances, 4 home runs, 14 runs scored, 6 RBIs, 6 walks, averaging .469, 7 stolen bases, contact rate of 75%. It's a small sample size with just 8 games, but still something good to keep up with nonetheless. On May 24th, RotoWire ranked him as the 77th prospect in the league. So watch out for Esteyuri Ruiz. We'll continue to follow him as the year goes on and see how his numbers progress, but might even be seeing this guy in the show soon. That's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, share it and subscribe to it. Leave us some feedback. I'll be back here tomorrow, but in the meantime, enjoy baseball, and thank you for listening.